Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to Bella's Intriga. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Imagine if one of the heirs to the throne wound up marrying someone that the royal establishment didn't trust. Well, the Express reminds us that no one in the royal family or their court approved of Prince Philip when he began romancing the then Princess Elizabeth. The couple were met with difficult obstacles as their relationship sparked a round of panic in much of the establishment. Experts and historians explained why the Duke of Edinburgh caused such a backlash in a Channel 5 documentary, Prince Philip, The Bachelor Years. Historian Professor Kate Williams said, "When everyone realized that Prince Philip was a serious prospect for Princess Elizabeth, there was really panic in the British establishment. He was not at all the type they expected. There was a lot of distrust of him in the royal household, in the royal family, and in the government." Narrator James Darcy explained, "Philip is seen as an outsider, someone who didn't go to the right schools and didn't have any money. He is far too outspoken to be a true British gentleman." You know the rest of the story. Philip and Elizabeth moved to California, where they started a podcast. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Clive Irving's new book is The Last Queen, Elizabeth II's 70-year battle to save the House of Windsor, when he spoke to Vanity Fair about how Charles seems hypocritical when it comes to Harry and Meghan. Irving said, "It's been an atrocious act of hypocrisy on Charles' part to take the view that it wasn't right for them to use a brand, Sussex Royal, to monetize the royal name, because Charles was the first person ever to do that in a serious way, with the Duchy brand of grocery items. He makes about $27 million a year off of holdings that include grocery items like ginger biscuits, party crab, and so on. It never seemed to strike him or anybody else in the royal family that it was hypocritical to attack Meghan and Harry for wanting to do their own brand, and in their case, not to sell groceries, but to do good work. They're much better understood here in America, mainly because the opinion of them in the UK was driven by the right-wing press and all the people who held up an incredible groundswell against Meghan, because she was seen as an outsider or some kind of exotic show business plant who wasn't suitable. In an odd way, the members of the royal family are the least free people in the nation. They're like indentured actors in a theatre company, and they have to perform the same drama over and over again from birth to death. They have little choice about where they live. Their program is fixed in precise details months ahead, and the success of the show is not assured. A lot of people wouldn't want to be trapped in that life to begin with. I think that's what Meghan discovered very rapidly. As a career actress, it was like being enlisted in the wrong repertory company, and she didn't want to play in those plays. She wanted to do something more serious. Otherwise, it was like a series of waxworks dummies performing." Palace Intrigue, we'll be right back.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Irving spoke to Vanity Fair about the future of the monarchy. Can the monarchy survive long enough under Charles for it to still be intact for the next generation to take it over and do a better job with it? We don't know. Wouldn't it have been nice if we could just jump a generation and go straight to them? And does it matter in the end? It does to the Brits, a lot. I've always felt this placebo effect of the monarchy as a head of state. It's a very valuable thing, not having a politician or a general as the head of state, as we can tell in the United States. If the head of state turns out to be really wrong, things go down the tube very rapidly. And as long as the head of state and the people to whom people swear allegiance and the person that they looked up to is not a politician, a church figure, or a general, there's a healthiness to it. The Queen's understood and done something very difficult. She knows she has no power, but she has acquired authority. She's acquired a kind of maternal air. In the pandemic and her broadcast on Palm Sunday, she appeared as the mother of her country. Instead of being a fatherland, it's a motherland, and it feels more compassionate. And she's able to pull it together that way. It may be a facile piece of propaganda, It's a healthy thing for a head of state to be able to do. And for something completely different, Town and Country wrote about Prince Charles' love of red squirrels. He is completely infatuated by the red squirrels that live around the estate in Scotland, to the extent that he's given them names and is allowing them into the house. Prince William said of his father in an interview with Country Life magazine back in 2018, Prince Charles, who is also the patron of the Red Squirrel Survival Trust, doesn't deny it. They come into the house at Birkhall and we get them chasing each other round and round inside. If I sit quietly, they will do so around me, he said in the same article. Sometimes when I leave my jackets on a chair with nuts in the pockets, I see them with their tails sticking out as they hunt for nuts. They are incredibly special creatures. For Red Squirrel Appreciation Day, that's a thing, Charles said. As you will all know so well, these charming and intelligent creatures never fail to delight. I take enormous pleasure in having them around and in the house when I am at home in Scotland. They are such inquisitive and delightful creatures. They've even been known to hunt down a few of their favorite nuts left out in an unguarded jacket pocket. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.